Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known of all men. The Lord is near. Be careful about nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses every understanding, shall guard your hearts and your thoughts by Christ Jesus. In the book of Galatians at the end, where the apostle's writing a list of all the different attributes, I suppose, of the fruit of the Spirit. The first one's love. And I think the second one is joy. And it's joy here that Paul is writing here. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. And joy, real Christian joy, is something that should be characteristic of us as believers. It's something that's so different to what the world can offer. People often make the distinction, don't they, between happiness and joy. And I think it's more than just a difference of words. The joy that is found by knowing the Lord Jesus as your Saviour, by living a Christian life down here, is so different to anything that the world can offer. And I think the secret is because here in verse 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. It doesn't say rejoice in circumstances. Circumstances that we pass through are very transient. You know, we can, in even the period of 1 week, we can go from having a really good day, we can wake up in the morning feeling really good, really confident, ready to go about our usual day's work or day at school or whatever. And another day, for no apparent reason, we wake up and we'd rather not get out of bed at all, and we don't want to talk to anybody, and it's a fairly miserable feeling. But that's not what Paul is talking about here. We're not to rejoice in circumstances. We're to look past that and to rejoice in the Lord. Because Christian joy is found in the person of the Lord Jesus. He's a man who's the other side of death. He's a man in another world, if you like. And our joy is connected to him. And so that we can, despite what circumstances we're passing through down here, and we have passed through as a company over the last 2 years, some very difficult, some very almost seemingly impossible circumstances. And yet beyond all the context, beyond what we're going through, beyond the circumstances, we should be able to find our joy in the Lord. Individually, we've gone through many exercises as well. We've lost is the wrong word, but we've seen people that have been taken home by the Lord Jesus. We've had individual exercises. But beyond all that, we can find our joy in the Lord. Nehemiah says, doesn't he, that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And that's the key when it comes to what it means to be joyful in the Lord. When context, when circumstances seem to be pressing down, you are able to find this supernatural joy as knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour, as Shepherd, as Friend, and as Guide. You know, he says, doesn't he, the Lord, he says, lo, I am with you always. In the changing days, in the changing moments, in the changing characteristic of our lives down here, we are able to find in the Lord Jesus a man who does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what a foundation to be able to put our hope and our trust in. And what a foundation to be able to find our joy in the person of the Lord Jesus. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. It almost seems, doesn't it, an impossible statement. Rejoice in the Lord always. How can we be rejoicing always? And yet Paul writes it here. And it's, as I said, it's because it goes beyond anything down here. It goes beyond our sufferings down here. And we can find our connection. We can find our joy in a person, the Lord Jesus Christ, somebody the other side of death, somebody in another world altogether. You know, there's that wonderful example, isn't there, that we often talk about in Acts. Paul and Silas in the jailer, in the jail. And in a circumstance where the situation was very desperate, and yet they were able to sing praises to God because they weren't finding their joy in their circumstances. Paul had some very uplifting moments. Paul had some very downcast moments, and yet he wasn't affected by either, because he found his joy in the constancy of the Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important. At the moment, whether you're on a mountain or whether you're in a valley, you need to find your joy in the Lord. And you know, it's a wonderful thing. It goes on to here, verse 6. Be careful about nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. You know, by prayer, what a link we have with God himself. And I think sometimes we need to remember who it is that we're praying to. We pray on a Monday night together. We pray individually. And sometimes we still worry and we still get depressed by circumstances. We still find that our hearts are heavy. And yet we are talking to the person that is sovereign over the entire universe, the one who is over all things, the one who sits on that throne still, that despite the circumstances, despite what the world is looking like at the moment, God is the God who still reigns. And not only that, he is a God who cares about each of us individually. What a wonderful thing that is to remember, that we have a God who is not only over everything, but is interested in each of us as individuals, a God who cares. And so Peter can say later on, he says, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. That's a tremendous promise there, and something I think I challenge myself. I need to remember more often that I have a direct communication through the Lord Jesus Christ with a God who cares for me. And you know, prayer is such an important thing. Mike touched on it in his word earlier. It's almost like the believer's secret weapon. We have this amazing resource at our disposal to pray to God. And I wonder whether we talk to God and communicate with God as often as we should. I think we will probably find that our joy and our hope and our peace, as Paul goes on to write about here, our peace would find itself in a much more stable, a much more solid foundation if we were in communication with God on a much more regular basis. Let the Lord is near, be careful about nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses every understanding, shall guard your hearts and your thoughts by Christ Jesus. You know, again, the joy and the peace goes beyond anything down here. And I wonder what a testimony it would be, particularly at the moment in this dark, the dark position that the world has found itself in. Absolutely no hope at all. You just turn on the news and it's all bad news. There's nothing good that the world can offer. It's all, everybody seems very downhearted. Everybody seems depressed. You talk to people at work and they're all very negative about their outlook on the world, on society. It doesn't seem like a great place. And it isn't. But what a testimony it would be if we as Christians could show some of that joy, some of that peace that goes beyond the circumstances. What a testimony that would be to those around us if we could be amongst all the chaos a people that were joyful and a people that have peace in our hearts. Peace and joy go together, don't they? Paul talks about that in Romans. He says that the God of hope may fill you with joy and with peace. You know, that's the characteristic of a Christian. We should be full of these things, full of joy, full of peace. Not because of what we're going through, not because we've had a good day, not because we've had a bad day, but because we know the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can rejoice in him, and we can know the peace of God. I wonder, and I talk to myself perhaps more than anybody else in this room, what do I know of this joy and this peace that goes beyond anything that we have down here? I think, as I said, the answer may be, if we pray more, if we come into contact with the God who cares for us, the God who is over all things, we might find that that peace and that joy finds a much more stable and secure basis whereby we can be a witness and a testimony to what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us individually, but also from this room as well. Mm-hmm. Joy and peace should be emanating from this room. There should be a sense of anybody who walks in can see the joy and peace of what it means to know the Lord Jesus as my personal Savior. Do I give off that sense of being different? Do I give off that sense of knowing the joy and the peace that God has given in my heart? Or do I just fit in a lot more easily with the world, get worried, get concerned, get downhearted? It shouldn't be like that. We should rejoice in the Lord always, and we should find that peace of God which passes every understanding.
Amen. Amen.